The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to no one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other side as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into your service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to no one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collector do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. As I reflect on these readings for our service tonight and for this weekend, I said to myself, well, there's too much pressure. Because it says in our first reading, "Be holy as your Father is holy." And our Psalms beautifully sang and says, "The Lord is kind and merciful." And in our second reading, "The temple of God is holy." In our gospel, "Turn the other cheek and love your enemy." And it helped me to think, it's not easy to be a Christian if I have to do this every single day. I have to think twice. It helped me to think also my experience here at the sacristy. Every time the altar servers is watching me dressed, and they look at me and said, like Riley, like Michael, like Stanley, they look at me tonight and said, "Father, are you ready?" Without saying a word, and I can look in his eyes and said, "You better be ready," because there's an expectation for us to do good. And in our Christian life, it's all the same. Christ is expected us to do good and to be just. It's a pressure. It helped me to think also the word perfect. And I always say this, perfection is God's business. It's not ours. So I made a research about this word, perfection. And I remember in my seminary days, and he said, God's perfection is like God's generosity. And I explore more about the word generosity, and I found out that generosity, which came from the word Genesis, the beginning, and also generosity comes from the word genealogy, the history of your family. This comes from the study of the students in University of Notre Dame in Indiana. And they study this word so well because there's a science about generosity, and it says that generosity leads you to act justly and to be good. We can't be perfect, but we can be generous. Yes, you hear the word generous a lot because we ask financial help. And you hear the word, you are generous with your time, with your family, with your girlfriend, boyfriends, and anybody in your life. We are encouraged to be generous in many, many ways. And to add more, Jesus said, love your enemy. Turn the other cheek. But our human nature, as human beings, we do the opposite. If someone strikes me, I will strike you back. If someone say no, I will never see you again. It's the opposite. It's our human nature. But God and Jesus is challenging us today to do the opposite. Turn the other cheek and love your enemy. It helped me to think more and more. How can I bring this concept and ideas into our world today? Remember when you were driving, when you were 16, 17, you were very careful. You were very nervous, but you see everything. But now, 35, 36, you don't care, and you don't care about rules and regulations. I'm guilty myself. When I got a hospital call, there's a red light in front of me. I'm debating, should I go, should I wait, or just like forget about the rules and regulation of the traffic. Sometimes I go. So your mea culpa, mea culpa, mea culpa. And 2 days ago, I shared this earlier. It was very funny because I've been driving my car for 15 years. I drove around the country. I live in New York. I drove in the city. I live in Chicago, so I drove in the city. In Washington, D.C., cameras everywhere. 2 days ago, I got my very first parking citation. And I was not even driving. My car was parked in front of my house in Ramona Avenue, the most quiet neighborhood in South Pasadena. And I got a ticket. You know why? Because my car, and I know this, 3 months ago, I believe, someone told me, Father, you can't drive when one license plate is missing in your car. I said, who said that? But I ignore it. But 2 days ago, when the storm was going on, I got busted. My car was sitting. That's $100. So if you know anyone from DMV, call me, maybe. I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson. Love your enemy. Turn the other cheek. And we hear this over and over and over again as Christians. This is our signs, stop signs. Look, listen. And we have to try and teach our kids to follow the law and regulations so there will be order in the world. But here I am, guilty as charged. What I'm trying to say is, you leave this church, you will forget what I said. It's okay. But if you will preach to yourself right now, what will be your message? I'm encouraging you to reflect on this because it is Lent. Lent is coming. Lent that will stop us and say, hold on a minute. Think, reflect. I am here. God is here. I want you to feel me. But for you and for all of us, including myself, who preach day in, day out, and stop and said, if I will preach today for myself, what is the message? I hope the message is generosity. Because in generosity, you're not just giving, you're also receiving. And that is the beauty of this gift of being generous. You receive others in your life. The point is, wherever you are in your life, I see a dad with a little kid, great, beautiful, middle-aged, married, not married, single, in the brink of separation, whatever it is, or death. Wherever you are in your life, including myself, we have to stop and say, where are you, God, right now? Because God has been very generous to us. It's our time to give back. And I learned also, in Islam religion, the word generosity is something that you will give without hesitation, and Allah will give you more. In Buddhism, generosity for them is part of the 10 ways of perfection. And for Christians, for us Christians who believe in Jesus Christ, generosity is the cross. It's the total self-giving of Christ. The total self-giving of love, forgiveness, and mercy. And that is generosity. This week also, besides my parking ticket, I got a call from a former student of mine who has a 7-year-old kid now. And the 7-year-old kid in the Midwest, this is in Chicago area, he loves to play wrestling. Wrestling is huge in the Midwest. And his son has been playing for 4 years. And they had a match last week. And then his son found out that his opponent is also a 7-year-old kid, but with special needs. The kid has autism and never won a match ever in his life for 4 years. And my former student's son said to his dad, "Dad, I'm gonna let this kid win, and I don't care about my records." And my former student said, "Wow, did I teach him about that?" Generosity teaches character. And then after the match, the autistic kid won, and he shouted, "I beat the champion, and I am the king of the world." And this year, that's all he talks about, is about wrestling. Coming to our senses here, whatever we wrestle right now, good and bad, God will always be the winner, and we are part of that winning moment. Today, and for our Lenten preparation, what do you want in your life right now? Or who do you want? Maybe ask God and be specific, because God is a generous God. For us today, we learn and we move on with our lives. We will make our mark here on earth, not how much we have or how many times we go to Mass, but how we love each other. And my prayer tonight, and for all of you, to have a good preparation for Lent, and may God bless our soul, that God is full of grace and generous to us. We ask all of this through Christ our Lord. Amen.